June 2007, Section 3, Question 19. Now, this one is saying we're looking what would strengthen the editor's argument. So we want to know what would help it. And it says, candidates say if they're elected, they'll reduce government intrusion. But voters actually elect politicians who promise that the government will provide assistance to solve their pressing problems. So candidates like to promise that they won't mess with people's lives, but people actually vote for politicians who say they're going to help them. Governmental assistance, however, costs money, and money can come only from taxes, which can be considered a form of governmental intrusion. So it's saying, look, the only way you can help with these problems is if you have some taxes, which are a form of intrusion. And thus, government intrusion into the lives of voters will rarely be substantially reduced over time in a democracy. So it's saying, therefore, governmental intrusion is not going to go down. Now, in this case, this seems like a pretty good argument. It does seem like there's a bit of a stretch in that saying we have this gap slightly between voters elect politicians who promise something, you know, who promise that they'll help them with their problems, but then it goes to that actually the governmental intrusion will not decrease. When it could be that once they get into office, they see, oh, maybe this isn't such a great idea, and they're going to do something different. So the only real gap I can see is that politicians are actually going to do what they say. Call me a little bit of a cynic, but that could sometimes fail to be the case. So, A, politicians who win their elections usually keep their campaign promises. Now, that's actually an assumption in this argument, and accepting that would help a little bit. B, politicians never promise what they really intend to do once in office. That, if anything, would weaken this, because that's going to say that they aren't going to follow through with it, and that would say that, no, we could actually have a reduction in governmental intrusion. C, the most common problems people have are financial problems. Well, this isn't something that necessarily will strengthen it, because it's just saying government assistance costs money. It doesn't have to be that it's in financial problems, and so it's not really C. Governmental intrusion is no more burdensome in non-democratic than in democracies. It doesn't really matter at all. We don't care about non-democracies. And then politicians who promise to do what they actually believe ought to be done are rarely elected. Well, I don't know that that's really going to help this, because it's really just, we just know what sorts of promises tend to get people elected, and we don't really care about what they think ought to be done. And so A is our best response here, because it does tell us that they are going to keep those promises of providing assistance to solve their problems, and so therefore A is our best response.